cut up for silage, or well, I think part of it, a lot of it's shelled in now, you see.
For the seed.
Mm-hmm. Well, for grain, I mean, they just shell it with the combines like we do the wheat.
Here's one of those good definition terms. Could you tell me if you know what a go devil is? Have you ever heard that term, a go devil?
Yes, a go devil.
He's heard that.
A go devil is what I'm thinking of is a little, or a tumble bug, they would call it. It's a little bucket that you move dirt with. We used to move it with horses.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are there other types of earth movers that you would use?
Oh, a Fresno, team and horses. We used to.
Could you explain what a Fresno is?
Well, a Fresno is kind of like a go devil or a tumble bug, only it's a little bigger. It's wider. A Fresno was like about 5 feet wide,
and it was used for.
And they had a long handle on the back. And the operator, there's two horses in front of it that pulled it, two or four horses, and usually the ground was loose enough so they had a blade on it, just kind of like these big earth-moving equipment now, only it was, a man was on the back of there with a handle, and you could regulate it, how much bite it would take, you know, when it was full, while you pushed down on the handle, and it would just slide along the top, and you took it to where you wanted, and then you'd push that handle up, and you could adjust it so it would all come out at once, or it kind of smooth it out and dump it out.
I think maybe in other parts of the country they may call that a buck scraper. Have you ever heard that term here?
No, not really, but I'm sure probably that could be.
Yeah, Fresno. That's great. Mm-hmm. I love those terms. Those are good ones. What about a something you put on a horse, you know, and the horse goes to eat. What
feed bag?
Are there other terms for that?
Not that I know. We didn't ever use them because we weren't on the road much. Usually that's when you're on the road with horses or they're not. They have a feed box usually when they're in the stall at their home or home base.
Here's a part where I think you're going to excel. The part that I had no idea. Maybe could you tell me the parts of a bridle, and then explain what those parts are?
Well,
this would be helpful. As you tell me, maybe you could explain what they are as you do so. So
well, these
the person listening to the tape would know what you were talking about.
Well,
do you,
I don't
do you know
know.
If any
this,
of these have names?
Yeah, well, this is the, well, I'd call this the head stall. You see, it goes up behind their ears, over their head, this piece here. I don't know what you would call this. This goes in front of the ears. This is the nose band. This is the bit.
Okay, and what does the bit do?
That goes in their mouth.
Uh-huh.
And that, those have, this bit, you can't see it here, but it's probably got a big, comes through here and got a big, place up in the middle of the horse's mouth there, so that if he gets to running away with you, you can sort of pry his mouth open, and this chin strap down here will clamp down on his chin.
Uh-huh.
And if he's wanting to run away with you, why
sort of pull back? His mind.
Yeah, it kind of pries their mouth open and clamps down on their chin and changes their mind. These are the reins.
Okay, the reins are on the bottom. They connect onto the bit
to the bottom of the bit, and then the rider has hold of the other end. You see, and you guide him or pull him back or stop him with those reins.
Sort of like a steering wheel. Right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
They should have built horses like that to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
What about a saddle? Maybe you could tell me what parts of the saddle you recognize, and also explain them.